religion of heart prays. The Muslim prays, the Buddhist prays. Those who worship Shinto, they pray. Idol worshiper pray. Everybody is praying to something. But can I say to us that when Christian prays, we pray to the living God? Let's bow our heads. Father, we just thank you this morning because you have called us your children. And as children, you expect us to relate with you. Therefore, Father, this morning we plead with you as true and sincere children that you will hear our voice. You bring us to where we belong in you. And as we maximize the help that is made available in you, our life will be the difference. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
I want to thank God for the privilege I have to come in fellowship again. It's a rare privilege, and I don't take it for granted. I want to thank God for our pastor. He's not here this morning. He's bereaved. They lost the son of his sister. Let's keep him up in prayer. He needs our prayer. They need our support in this season. As the message came to me this morning, I was saying, God, what do you want us to look at? And the Holy Spirit just pointed my attention to issues he's been dealing with us at the family level about the life of a praying believer. So this morning I'll be talking about the praying believer. The praying believer. From the scripture we have just read, we saw a man who believed in God. And when we talk about a believer, it's somebody who believed in something. And when you believe in something, your total commitment, your total devotion is to that which you believe in. When you ask our forefathers who worship stones at the corner of the house or put an iron at a corner, by the time they come with their oil and bring the heads of the dog to cut it, they will come with all seriousness. In the same strength as we are saying that those who are believers, they believe in something, I want to believe that all of us that are seated here today will believe in the Lord Jesus. And if you are a true believer in God, then the commitment, the absolute surrenderedness to fellowship and relate with him in prayer is important. You cannot do less as a believer. If you say you are a believer in Jesus Christ and you don't create time to seek his face in prayer, then we doubt what you believe in. If you cannot call upon God and you are waiting until the day that is trouble and calamity, you cannot call upon God when things are working for you, it shows that your trust is in something else. You are serving the Lord because of what you can get from his hand. But today God is going to help us to know where we stand, if we are believers in Christ indeed, and what should be the utmost desire and the things we are longing after. I want to say to us, from this man we read about, he believed in God, there was a situation in Israel, and he stood his ground as a man and said, I believe in God. He found out that every other person around him believed in something else. They call on different God. He saw that things are not working the way they're supposed to work. And he stood up one day and said, I am Elijah before God whom I stand. There shall be no rain in this land. And he went in hiding. And God sanctioned it. Do you think when you make a declaration on behalf of God, it can hold? Here was a man like us. The Bible says in the book of James chapter 5, verse 17, that he said, he was a man of like passion. A man that was born like you and I were born. A man that was exposed to challenges and tensions of life. But he stood his ground to stand for God. And he announced to them, from where we read in verse 22, he says, we want to know who God is. Prepare two bullocks. Lay it upon the altar. Set it up. so be it. If you are a student of the Bible and you study the Middle Eastern religion, you know that the issue of playing with fire is a normal thing. When the people agreed with him, they know what they can do with fire. But on that day, their God was on exile because there is a man who is a believer in God. The Bible says in verse 36, I love to read it. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant. I believe in you, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, the Lord be is the God. The Lord, he is the God. Hallelujah. Amen. A praying believer. We saw this man. He stood his ground on behalf of God. He stood in the place of prayer. He called the fire down. Fire came down. And he confirmed the word of the people that said to him initially, so be it. Let God who answers by fire be God. I want to say that prayer is the communication between believer in the name of Jesus and God. I want to reiterate again. Prayer is the communication between the believers and God in the name of Jesus. Prayer is a critical weapon in the hand of every believer if effectively utilized. This gives a believer an edge above every other person that believes in any God. We discover from the scripture that men who made impact, reading in the scripture, men who made impact in the history of men in the sand of time who placed their footprint, they are men who praise and believe in the living God. And because they honor God with their life, God honored their word in the sight of men. We can talk about the woman like Hannah, that everything was working against in the family setting. Nothing works for her. She was in the marital relationship. There was no child. But this year she made up her mind. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, we saw her. She went before the presence and said, God, something must happen. My situation must not remain like this. She called upon God and the word of the Lord came to her. And the Bible testified next year in 1 Samuel chapter 2. The Bible makes it clear to us. Hannah herself testified. Said, if that was called barren, has now become a mother of seven. Anna prayed as a believer in God, and she turned her barrenness to fruitfulness. We saw in Acts of Apostles chapter 2, the believers prayed while they were gathering, the Holy Spirit came down. In chapter 4, when there was confusion and the elders were saying to them, they must not preach in the name of Jesus, they gathered again. And as they gathered again, the Holy Spirit came afresh upon their life, and they witnessed the gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God confirmed their works with signs and wonders. I want to say that if a believer realizes his strength in God and he holds firmly unto God, God can turn anything around for his sake. It can be one man, but before God, it can be a majority if he's a worshiper of the living God. So we saw in the life of Elijah that God through him did wonderful things. He did terrible things in righteousness. In the history of revival, history had it. There was a man in Scotland called John Knox. He was a man in the team of a man called Father Nash. They were given to prayer. And history testified to the fact that Queen of Scotland in their time said, I fear 1 minute movement of John Knox kneeling to call upon God than the whole battalions of the army of Scotland. It shows that when a believer is strong in the place of prayer, he can do anything, all in the name of the Lord. And may God experience as we stand in his presence in the mighty name of Jesus. So, what makes a believer's prayer unique? What makes a believer's prayer explosive? What makes a believer prayer result oriented? What makes a believer not to pray in vain? There are things a believer in Christ do in the place of prayer that makes their prayer unique. I will take on those things quickly this morning, and I trust the Lord it will bless our life in the mighty name of Jesus. The first thing we see about a believer's prayer is that a believer takes prayer desperately as a duty. Many of us, we pray when we like. Many of us, we come before the presence of God whichever way we like it. Many of us, we approach the church of God anyhow. And that is why our situation has not changed. That is why we are the way we are over the years. That is why what works for others have not worked for us. But when a believer comes before the presence of God to pray, he takes it as and most important assignment. That is no other option, no other alternative to it. He comes to God believing that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all he can ask or think, because he believes he has God in him and the power of God is at work in his life. I want to say to us believers, I want to enjoy answers to prayer. Prayer is work. Many of us, we do not set time for it. Many of us, we come when we like. Many of us, we call however we like. Many of us, we do it whichever way we want it. And that is why we have not been able to show our results like Elijah showed his result. The Bible said he was a man like you and I. He was a man with flesh and blood. He was a man that was once lived, and people dwell with him in the community. And yet he prayed, and God attended to his prayer. So prayer is work. And naturally, if a man do not work, he's not expected to eat. So if you don't pray as you're supposed to pray, you cannot enjoy the benefits of prayer. Listen, my beloved brothers and sisters, praying to God is fellowship, is a commitment, is a sacrifice that you must give yourself into. We looked at the example of a woman. Jesus was speaking to the disciple in the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 18. The Bible says, Luke chapter 18 from verse 1, the Bible says, and Jesus spake a parable unto them after this wise, saying, men ought always to pray and not to faint. And he shared the story of a widow, a woman that was left alone by her husband. We don't even have records that she had children. But she knew that she has an inheritance in the community that belongs to her. And she needs to lay hold on it to be able to survive. And nobody cared to look at her side. But she recognized that there was a judge in the community who is able to deliver to her what belongs to her. And she would go to this man and call upon him and say, sir, defend me from my enemy. Take what belongs to me and hand it over to me. And this man will not look at her side. She will go again and again. This man will not look at her side. She refused to give up. She will go again and again. This man did not look at her side. She became a menace to him that every time she appeared, this man will say, oh, she has come again. And this was her case. One day, this man looked at her. But I don't fear God. And I reference no man because they can do nothing for me. But if only for this woman not to be coming again, just let's give her what belongs to her. And that which belongs to her was handed to her that same day. And Jesus was giving us a reference. He says, if an unjust judge, an unreasonable natural man, an unbelieving man sitting in justice could not hold his peace and deliver to this woman what belongs to her, how much more your Father, which is in heaven, will not give you good things. Listen, beloved, there are good things in God, but you will turn in the place of prayer to pull it. Prayer is work. Tell somebody, prayer is work. If you want to enjoy the benefit of work, then you must work it. Hallelujah. So you must take prayer desperately as a duty, and you must give all it takes to it. Jesus said, men ought always to pray, which implies that in the process of praying and waiting for result, and there is delay, faith can set in. But he said, men ought always to pray, and not to do what? And not to faint. Listen, my dearly beloved brothers and sisters, until you hold his hand, until you have the answers in your hand, your situation still remains the way they are. But the day the answer comes, your pain, your struggle, your confusion disappears instantly. Can I pray for you this morning? You begin to enjoy answers to prayers. I say you will begin to enjoy answers to prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus. Another thing we saw in the praying believer is that he is ceaseless in his nature of asking until result comes. There is an acronym we used to use. We say PUSH. P for pray, U until, S something, H happen. Operation PUSH. A believer is not ceasing in prayer because he's tired. A believer did not desist to pray because it has not happened. The only reason why you have right to stop praying is when you have the answer in your head. Are there issues in your life or in my life that you've been struggling with God about? Are there matters that refuse to take position? Are there issues that you have done all you know how to do and you think it is all you know how to do? Are there situations that divide all solutions in life? Keep praying. Keep holding the hand of God. Keep tasking it. Keep calling upon it until there is an answer. Jeremiah was in bondage. Life was not working for him. Everything became confusing. They had all been taken out into exile. And they were in bondage. And he was in the dungeon, put in the cell. A prophet, a man of God with great sense and power, a man with testimony of what God has done through his life. And God looked at him. Jeremiah, you're just complaining. You are still there, your situation remains the same. I can do nothing about this matter unless you place a demand. In Jeremiah chapter 33, verse the Bible says, and God, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah again. When the word again is used, it implies that the word of the Lord had come the first time. Jeremiah has now reacted to the word and his situation refused to change. And the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah again. Call upon me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Jeremiah was a prophet. Jeremiah was a man of God. Jeremiah was a man who believes in God. But when situation beclouded his understanding, he refused to do what he's supposed to do. And he remained in prison, keeping the Holy Spirit imprisonment with him. But when he responded to the word of the Lord, and Jeremiah prayed, God gave him instruction how to live in that land. God told him, buy land, build houses, because you'll be here for so long, but in due time, I will bring you out. Yes, our situation will remain the way they are when we refuse to call upon God. Are you weak and heavy laden? Come back with a load of care. Precious Savior is our refuge. My beloved, take it to the Lord in prayer. Can you tell somebody, take it to the Lord in prayer? The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Pray, engaging your breath that you are a living being. Pray until you have answers to your need. Pray until heaven opens and release the rain. Because without the rain, the ground is dry and there is no place to till. So a believer believes ceaseless, he insists until result comes. You don't stop praying because you are tired. You only stop because you have answer. Ask your neighbor, why have you stopped praying on that matter? Ask your neighbor, why have you stopped praying on that matter? Has your answer come? Show me your evidence. If there is no answer, go back to God in your closet. Until it is done, you cannot rest. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8, the Bible says, I desire that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath and doubting. I desire that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath and doubting. Who shall ascend to the hills of the Lord? Psalm 24, verse 3. Who shall climb to the tabernacle of the Most High? He that is with a clean heart and a clean hand. Is your hand clean? Is your heart right? Don't blame God when there is delay. Put yourself in order. Let your hand be clean. Let your heart be right. Then heaven will be opened. In the name of Jesus. What makes a believer's prayer to be different? The third thing is that he watches also as he prays. It's not just praying. It's not just speaking to the cloud. He waits for instructions. He waits for direction. He waits for the idea that is needed to break the new ground. He waits for the blessed hope that is promised. He knew in the word of God, if he promised, he lay hold until there is a manifestation. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, the Bible says, continue earnestly in prayer, be vigilant in it with thanksgiving. When he says continue earnestly, it's something you do over and 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 over until God says, my son, here you have it. But can I tell you, God cannot hold you for so long on that spot because it's not wicked. He will deliver what belongs to you in the mighty name of Jesus. I saw Jesus warning the disciple in Matthew 25, 13. He says, watch therefore, for you knoweth neither the day or the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Pray therefore, for you knoweth not neither the time or the hour when the result will be made available. We have had experience of people who are in need, and suddenly help came from above, and they were nowhere to be found. They've run away out of the atmosphere of miracle, and yet their provision is here. But it takes a man to receive what heaven has got to deliver. I want to encourage you, watch. Pray. When you watch in the place of prayer, when you pray, the Bible says, Jesus said to the disciple in Matthew 26, when you do that, you will not fall into temptation. Yes. And what does it mean to watch? It's to be at alert. When you are alert, you take care of anything that can be an obstruction to what you are believing God for. When you are alert, your brain is set to know what the word of the Lord is saying concerning what you are placing a demand for. When you are alert, you have put your life straight so that what you are asking for as a solution will not be a problem in your hands. When you are alert, your eyes is open to see the dictate and the help of the Holy Spirit in the right direction for the help that you are crying to God for. So a believer that prays, he watches also in prayer. He watches also in prayer. He watches, he waits, he observes, he looks at the direction of the flow of the Holy Spirit. He begins to understand what the word of the Lord is saying concerning the need. Then he begins to place a demand in the presence of God according to his word. And I tell you, God will never deny his word concerning his children. He honors his word above his name. So when a believer is praying, he watches also through prayer. Don't forget I've said, it takes prayer as a duty. It takes prayer as a duty. It's ceaseless in nature until that is resolved. It's not tired. He watches also in prayer. And can I say that a believer's prayer is born out of love for God? Hallelujah. Amen. Because if you don't love God, you cannot trust Him. If you love something else, your attention towards God will be diverted. If you trust in something else, your help will be delayed. The Bible says, they that trust in the Lord shall be strong like Mount Zion that cannot be moved. Say, they that trust the Lord shall never be put to shame. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not faint. They will walk and not be wearied. So a believer's prayer is born out of love for God, for he knows that God loves him and he cannot deny him what belongs to him. And you need to ask yourself, what are the attributes of love? If we take a tour to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we saw a lot of demand that love placed on us, which shows that if you truly love God, you will wait. If you truly love God, you will be patient. If you truly love God, you will keep yourself pure. If you truly love God, you keep unforgiveness away from yourself. If you truly love God, you will love others as yourself. If you truly love God, you will open up to the things of God, to His service, and you'll be committed to what belongs to Him. If you truly love God, you will not be proud when the helpers come your way and you look at others as if they are nobody. You've only found grace, you are nobody before. If you truly love God, your commitment to Him becomes stronger and better on a daily basis. If you truly love God, your hope is set on Him. And your mind is fixed like a flint, and you are not confounded. If you truly love God, you are ready to go all the way. All the way. All the way. When other things fail, you know God never fails. Number 23:19, Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie. It's not a son of man that he should repent. Whatever he says, he will do it. But you know our challenge? We don't even know what he says because we are not friendly with his word. And that is why we delay over so many things. And that's why we go after what looks like it. And when it backfires, then our attention turns back to him. Don't put your hand on the things that will backfire, because when it backfires, you may not survive it. Why not put your eyes and your gaze on God in the name of Jesus?
Amen.
What makes a believer's prayer unique is that his prayer is pleasing to God. Everything he's asking God for is according to God's will. He understands God's provision. He understands God's principle. He understands God's answer about the matter. So that when alternatives that look like it are coming your way, you know they are not the answer. You bypass it. Get away. I'm going for the original.
Amen.
He understands heaven demand. It's like a young girl who is believing God for a lovely husband. And he just went around and saw a man that can do dollars around him, and you are wasting your time around him. Is it God's provision for you? It's like a young man that is looking for a wife. And all he was looking at is the beauty. The Bible says, beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord shall be praised.
Yes.
What is the word of the Lord saying about that need? It's like a man who wants to go to an investment. And he didn't see the face of God to ask God, how do we go about this matter? And he feels that it's money. Let me tell you, there are people who has money, but they have put it in the hole, and there was nothing in return because they despise the place of God. But when God bless you, don't say the blessing is for me alone. Ask him, God, what do you want me to use this blessing for? One of the things we don't understand about God is that the blessing of God passes through your life as a conduit. As long as there is passage for a flow, it keeps coming. But soon you stop it to yourself and allocate it to yourself and say, by my labor, like that man in the scripture, say, oh, my soul, you have labored. It's now time for you to sit down, begin to enjoy, begin to celebrate yourself. Things are working for you now. You have plenty investment here and there. Resources are coming. The Lord looked at him and said, you fools, tonight,
yes,
your souls will require of you. believer's prayer is pleasing to God. In the book of Proverbs chapter 5, verse 8, the Bible says the sacrifice of a sinner is abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The sacrifice of a sinner, of a wicked man. The word of the Lord says God looked at a sinner as a wicked man. A man who despised the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. God looked at him as a wicked man. But it says the prayer of the upright is a delight in his sight. Believer's prayer is said because he wants to please God. He wants to know what the will of the Lord is. He wants to walk within the counsel and provisions of God so that there will be no distraction. Listen, when God is on a journey with your life, it's not that you are not going to face challenges, but because you are together in it, you cannot be sick by that situation. But when you go all alone, you're on your own. You're on your own. Oh, I hope. You're on your own. And may God help you to realize that anything we are asking for God in the place of prayer should be for the purpose of pleasing Him. Some of us, we pray, God, build me a house. God, build me a house. Is it for a change of status? Is it that so that you can boast at your landlord and say, you foolish and wicked landlord, now I have my home? Is it that so that you can look down at those that are yet to have their own house? Say, you wretched people. Why are you asking God for a house? Is it to be a place of habitation for the Lord where God can raise men and women from your quiver and send out to the battlefield and brings them home? Many of us, we cry, God, give me a car. I want a car. I want Lexus. You begin to call the name. Why do you want a car? Is it for a change of status? Is it so that people can acclaim you that things are working for you? Yes, it's all well, fine and good. But what purpose is it to serve in the plan and program of God for this generation? What purpose is it to serve for the program and plan of God in this generation? Some of us are crying, God, give me promotion, give me promotion, give me. You pray. Why are you praying for promotion? Is it so that it can be a change of status? Or that you can declare that you have arrived? Or are you seeking for promotion so that you can use the opportunities that come your way to advance the kingdom of God? I looked at the reason why many of us seek God in the place of prayer. James made it clear, he said, we ask and we do not receive because we do what? We ask amiss. We ask not out of love for God, but because of our selfish nature. And because God knows us, He gives it. May God grant us understanding. In Proverbs chapter 15, we read verse 26. The Bible says, the thought of the wicked, an abomination to the Lord, but the conversation of the pure are pleasant. Proverbs 15, 26. The thought of the wicked, an abomination to the Lord, the talk of the sinner, an abomination to the Lord, but the word of the pure are pleasant. They are pleasant. Don't forget, a believer's prayer is ceaseless in nature. It doesn't retire until result comes. He watches also through in the place of prayer. He considers prayer as a work, as a responsibility, until there is a result. He believes and calls upon God because he knew that his prayer life is to please God. And can I say something about a believer's prayer? Believer's prayer is effectual. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Believer's prayer is result-oriented. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Believer's prayer changes situation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Believer's prayer lay a new foundation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Believer's prayer causes a turnaround in the histories of men. From where we started from, James called us as God's children. You know, it's possible we have our weaknesses. James chapter 5 verse 16. James said, confess your fault one to another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous can bring down fire. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous can crusade a new beginning. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous can undo any ungodly covenants. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous can bring healing, can work the miraculous instant without delay. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous can bring down the hand of God on a situation. Ian Bond said in his word, God does nothing on earth except in answer to the prayer of the saint. Effectual fervent prayer of the righteous have been let much. Effectual fervent prayer of the righteous bring hopes against all hopelessness. Effectual fervent prayer of the righteous transform lives that are totally deformed. Effectual fervent prayer of the righteous can do anything, all in the name of the Lord. I want to encourage you as a believer in Christ today, you have a tool in your hands, and that is the tool of prayer, a tool of fellowship, a tool of relationship, a tool of intimate closeness with your Maker, a tool to move the hand of God into your situation, a tool to break the oaths and shackles of hell, a tool to put the devil itself to flight, a tool to bring the angels of God from heaven on work on your behalf. The Bible says, for we have come unto Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, we have come to the city of the living God, we have come to the innumerable company of the angel, we have come to the blood of the sprinkling, we have come to the spirit of the just man that were made perfect. All this happened in the place of prayer. Can I tell you, you can enjoy result. Your situation can change. Hope can come against all hopelessness. What men thought difficult can be turned around. Your barrenness can be brought to fruitfulness. That hard ground can bring forth fruit again. That unblessed relationship can be restored. That confused time can be redirected. That confusion can be brought to the right direction. If we will bow our knees in the place of prayer, can we bow our head as we pray? What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry. Oh yes. As the church of Jesus. And that James was saying, confess your fault one to another, pray for one another, that you may be healed. Are there situations of sicknesses in your bones, in your body, that you have tried all you know how to do, things are not working? Are there issues and matters of life that you have called on heaven alone and nothing works? Are there challenges that you are going through that you can explain to no man? Are there issues that are confusing in your heart and you need a direction? Wherever you are, I want you to speak to God this morning. Tell the Lord about that matter. The Bible says he's faithful and just. If it's a matter of sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If it's a matter of weaknesses, ask the Lord for a new strength to be a believer that prays. I want you to speak to God this morning. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or think, according to his power that is at work in us. The Bible says, effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. I want you to think deep in your heart. Is there a matter that needs heaven's attention? Tell it to God now. Tell it to God now. Tell it to God now. He's faithful, he's able, he's more than enough, he's sufficient enough to bring hope in your hopelessness. Tell it to God now. Tell it to God now. He's ever faithful. He's a keeper of his covenant. He's a keeper of his word. He's a keeper of his counsel. He's a keeper of his purpose. He will turn the tide around. He will turn the tide around. You will sing a new song. Your story will change for better. He's a faithful father. Tell it to him. He wants to hear your voice. He wants to hear your voice. Says, ask and it shall be given. Seek you will find. Knock, the door shall be opened. He's a faithful father. Tell it to him. Tell it to Jesus alone. He can help you. Jesus alone. Tell it to him alone. He's ever faithful. Father, we just want to thank you. We give you glory. We give you the praise. Thank you, Father, because you will do it. You are doing it because it will return the glory to you. And the blessing will come upon our lives. We worship you in Jesus' name. Just before I stepped out, if you have not believed in Jesus, your prayer to him is useless. God is a principal God. You can be afforded the general blessing, but there are specifics for children of God. He can bring sun and rain upon the wicked and the righteous. But if you are not truly connected with him, you have no portion with him eternally. I want to encourage you this morning. You want to give your life to Jesus? You want to ask him to enlist you among the saints who will be able to call upon him, and you'll be able to call him Father and be able to look at your side, my son and my daughter. You want to give your life to Jesus this morning, wherever you are? Can I see your right hand above your head? It's not a secret call. If you are making a decision for him, you are making, or you realize that you have been straying. You have been straying. You want to be a Christian, but you find yourself in places where believers are not supposed to be. You find yourself in business and investment where the children of God are not supposed to put their resources in. You find yourself in relationship and circumstances that do not glorify God. You need to come back home. If that situation describes you, can I see your hand above your head? We agree together, and God is faithful. He will send help. Remember, he says, if you deny me before men, it's left with you. Father, we are grateful because our life will bring result and your name will be glorified. We bless you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. That was